Okay. The teacher said he's usually over here. Oh, there he is.
There you are. Listen, I know how this looks. Same classroom for a whole year, and we've never made eye contact. But Teach told me that if I don't get my shit together and my assignments, I'm gonna get my ass kicked off the cheer squad. God, I might not even walk this year with how my grades are going. Can you believe it? I'm the only one everyone's going to give a shit about graduation, and I won't even be there. I'm the fucking cheer captain. Of course I should be there. Why does one stupid class have to determine my goddamn future? So, anyway, I asked the teacher, well, your name, first of all, and then where you hang out after class. Because I need to swallow my pride and ask you for help to tutor me so I can pass the class. What? No words. I went out of my way to find you. Are you seriously that shy that you can't even speak to someone in front of you? No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be speaking to someone I want helping me like that. It's just I'm not used to asking for help. And I've got this far with crappy grades, so I'm frustrated that they're affecting me now. I want to graduate, same as you, or else my life is going to be ruined. Please be my tutor. Yay! Thank you. I promise to pay you back somehow. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I got excited. I'll stop hugging you. I'm glad you said yes. Listen. How about we get started now? Let me just get out my notebook. No way! I refuse to believe that you got away with spiking the principal's coffee during the opening ceremony. Was that the reason he fell off the stage after his dumbass speech? Oh my god! I was fucking dying that day! I never thought even an honor student gets bored of those stupid assemblies, too. And who knew there was a prankster underneath that nerdy exterior? Sorry. I called you a nerd. What I meant to say was just smart. God damn it. You'd think I'd know how to be polite to everybody. Look, don't let anyone tell you I said this, but you're not a bad guy. You're very nice. I just had to go and ruin the mood by insulting you. You don't mind? But you should. Here you are, giving me the time of day, helping me with my bullshit problems, and I'm not even thanking you properly. God, how did I end up here? A life of a popular bitch. God. Yes, I am a bitch. A cheerleading, popular, selfish, insulting bitch who had to bother a sweet guy like you because her grades are low. Hey, you listening? Was it something I said? Let me ask you something. You don't have to answer if you're not comfortable. How do you not let everyone get to you? I listened to what some of my friends said about you, like stupid name calling behind your back and stuff. Had I known you before, I would have slapped them for saying all of that, but they wouldn't hesitate to crap talk me if I said anything. I hate it when they talk about other people like that, but you don't do anything about it. You don't care. Of course you care. They're talking about you badly. You really don't? Why? How do you not care? They're talking shit about who you are. That's not right. You're proud of who you are? As a geek? So whatever bullshit they're spewing at you is Worthless. Huh. You know, I always thought about how others think about me instead of for myself. It's kind of hard not to when everyone's eyes are on you. Everything I've done is because people were expecting me to achieve them. Cheerleading captain, homecoming queen, hopefully future prom queen, or I don't know, only talking to the popular crowd instead of the other cliques. I was always afraid of what our classmates would think of me, but being tutored by you made me realize, fuck 'em. You aren't what they say you are. You're cool, kind, funny, and really, really cute. Nothing's wrong with what I said, was there? Oh, I see. Yes. I think you're one of the most adorable, cutest, sweetest guys I've ever talked to, and I'll say it over and over as many times as I want to. Oh, my. I got you quiet again. And you were saying such nice stuff to me earlier. What a shame. Is there something I can do to get you talking again? You know, tutor, I've got a lesson for you too. Well, start by cupping your chin with my fingers, moving it ever so slightly upward, and gently moving your face right toward. I didn't think a nerd like you could kiss so well. Oh? I thought you didn't mind being called a nerd. Judging from how you move your tongue, I say you're hiding a bit of a pervert inside of you, too. Come on, pack up your stuff. There's an empty broom closet in the corner of the library with our names on it. Finally, didn't want to put on a show doing this. Sit down. I need to give you a proper thank you for tutoring me. Let me just... Wow. That's already had attention, huh? How about I give you the thank you you deserve? You know, despite what some people say about me, you're the first guy I'm actually doing this with. That doesn't mean I don't know what a man likes, though, for example. Feels good, huh? That the most popular bitch in high school is throating your cock. Look at me fucking drooling. I think your slut needs it badly. Be a good boy while I shove your cock down my throat, huh? How does it feel? seeing this picture-perfect cheerleader acting like a cock-sucking slut. Fuck. This pretty little face is only rough for you, baby. But that isn't enough, huh? Come on. Fuck my face. Treat me like the fucking slut everybody thinks I am. Yes. Do it more. Do it. I'm your slut. Give it to me. Stop for a minute, baby. I'm soaked fucking wet. I need you inside of me right now. Don't you dare get up from that chair. I can't wait anymore. Just let me adjust myself and straddle you up here. Hi there. You don't mind that I'm on top of you, right? Good boy. I'm putting it in. Fuck yes. Go all the way inside. Don't be gentle. Don't be gentle. I don't know if you noticed, but I like it rough. So I'm gonna ride you fucking silly, if that's alright. God. Oh, God, it's so deep. Yes, this is just what I fucking needed. Oh, fucking pound me until I can't think straight. Yes, this cock is all mine. Every single inch of it belongs to me. Fuck. Fuck anyone else who wants to try. That's it. Holy shit. Every guy here wishes they had a piece of my ass. But none of them's gonna get it except for you. Fuck me. And every girl on the squad is missing out on this fucking cock. Oh, thank God I saved myself until I met you. You like my tits? They're all yours. Yes, like them. Like them just like that. Oh, oh God. Just suck on me. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so close. I'm so close. Just sting my ass, please. Please. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. More, more, more. Harder, harder. Oh my. Give this bitch what she wants, fuck. Oh, fuck, are you close? Are you close? Fuck, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Let's come together, baby, okay? Okay, don't worry, I'm on the pill. I'm on the pill, just give me all of it. Give me all of it, baby, please. Oh, fuck, I'm close, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna come, come with me. Come with me, come with me, come with me. Stand up after that. Let me take this out. You sure gave me a lot of your cum. Your cock's looking awfully messy down there. Let me clean it up a little. Not to sound narcissistic, but I taste pretty good too. Sorry if I went a little crazy there. I guess I was a lot more stressed about, well, everything here than I thought I was. God, I just can't get over how sweet you are. The most popular girl in school just comes whining for your help, shoves you in a closet, and fucks you way more intensely than you're probably comfortable with. You know, I wasn't lying when I said you were my first. And I'd like you to be my last and only one if you'll have me. Come on, tutor. Weren't you the one telling me, screw what everybody else thinks? I don't care if you're a nerd. You'll be my nerd, and I want everyone to see that. Damn the consequences. So, be my boyfriend? You will. Perfect. Now, we can plan for Sadie Hawkins' prom, graduation, hopefully marriage. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go have dinner and back to my place for some more daring. And tomorrow, we're gonna walk through the school hallways and watch everyone's jaw drop to the floor when they see the adorable looking boy I'm with. Does that sound good, baby? I'm glad you said yes.